You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
So we all know deep down inside that we do need to cleanse and detox our bodies so that we can have the best combination of energy and health all the time. But the thought of it, actually doing it, actually makes me want to run the other direction. Yes, but I know I need to do it. So we're going to find out today how to detox and without starvation or deprivation. Does that sound like a good deal? And, by the way, it's delicious. And that's because we have our guest with us, Melissa Costello. She's a registered dietitian and author of a very cool book that you're going to have to get your hands on called Clean in 14 Detox. Melissa, thank you so much for being with us. How in the world can detox not include that starving process?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we definitely have our ideas made up around detox. And the reason I created this book was to educate people in a different way, because our bodies naturally detox on their own. But what happens over time is that we eat too much sugar, we drink too much coffee, we drink too much alcohol, so the body can get backed up, and then our organs don't work as well as they're supposed to. So doing a detox once or twice a year is something that's really good for your body, gives it a little reset, and you can do that with food. You don't have to starve yourself, you don't have to just drink water, you don't have to, you know, drink maple syrup and lemon and cayenne and you know, not eat any food. Yes, and you could do it in a completely different way that's more gentle and actually sets you up to know how to eat properly on the other end. Because most cleanses, great, I'll drink juice for 10 days and then what? Or I'll, you know, starve myself on this, you know, cleanse for 5 days and then what do I do after? And most people go right back to their old habits.
Yeah.
And it's actually really hard on the body. So this sets you up for success to move forward with new lifestyle habits.
That was the key word, the lifestyle change that it sets up. All right, let's get right to you've summarized that there are four food groups that we really do need to detox out of our bodies. What are those?
Yes, caffeine. Well, I call it CRAP, short for caffeine, refined foods, alcohol, and caffeine, refined foods, alcohol, and processed. So refined sugar, I'm sorry, and processed foods. So, you know, when we're eating a lot of refined sugar, when we're eating a lot of processed foods, our body doesn't really, it's not real food. Our body doesn't know how to handle that. So, and then the caffeine, you know, just puts our body in complete stress mode all the time. And we're not used to that, and our body's not meant to operate that way. So that can cause weight gain, it can cause sleep disruption, it can cause skin problems. I mean, there's so many things that happen there.
I agree. It's the cumulative effect of eating those things on a daily basis that really catches up to you. And
I mean,
first of all, Melissa, you had me at food-based detox, because, you know, any kind of detox that does not include food, I'm out. So I absolutely love the fact that we're going to eat through detox. And then the second part of your plan, which really to me, particularly to me, it's the most important. It's actually when you talk about SAP, the sabotaging addictive patterns.
Yeah.
So explain that to everybody. How does that play? How does that play into your detox plan?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about food, it's mostly our behavior around food that gets us in trouble. I mean, yes, certain foods are addicting, especially a lot of processed foods. They have a lot of chemicals. Sugar is actually chemically addicting. And a lot of us use food in ways that does not support us. Like we use it when we're stressed out. We use it when we need comfort. So there's a lot of behaviors around food that aren't necessarily serving us, and we sabotage ourselves. You know, I work with clients all the time who are like, I do great for 2 weeks and then I just fall off the wagon, and then it's like, well, I feel like I failed, so I just go the complete other direction and just eat really bad, versus we're setting ourselves up, you know, day by day, to take it day by day, so that we're, you know, giving ourselves the best food. It doesn't mean you can't ever have dessert again, you know what I mean? But it's like these behaviors and these patterns that we've set up in ourselves are really what's sabotaging us, you know? So it's taking a deeper look at those things and starting to rewire and shift them in the way you relate to food.
All right, so give me an idea of day one or week one in your plan. How am I going to eat? Let's start with the first day. All right, I'm ready. Where do I start?
Well, the great thing is there's actually 4 days of prep included in this book. Actually, it might even be close to a week. I get you set up to really be prepared to start. So there's a whole week of prep before you actually start the cleanse. So that you can, you know, I include meal plans, but it's really about preparing yourself, starting to wean yourself off of alcohol, wean yourself off of caffeine, do all those things. And then what you want to do is, you know, basically batch cook your meals. So you spend, and I have this all set up in the book, you spend a weekend before you start and you cook those 4 or 5 meals so that you have them all packed up in the fridge, and then you get to pull from them as you need to. And the great thing about this cleanse, you don't ever have to weigh and measure anything. You don't have to count calories. You don't have to count fat. You don't have to count carbohydrates. It's all about eating clean, whole foods. And what happens is that you're so nutritionally satisfied, you lose a lot of those cravings. So you get to eat a lot. Like, some people tell me there's too much food on the cleanse. But the great thing is it's kind of, you can kind of fit it to how it works for you. So, you know, day one would be like, wake up, have some, you know, herbal tea, have some hot lemon water, eat your quinoa breakfast bowl with berries and, you know, almond milk, and throw some nuts in there. And then you have a great huge lunch with hummus and salad. And, you know, there's all these delicious recipes in there that, you know, you can pick and choose from, and you just feel satisfied. So it definitely is something that's not, to me, it feels very doable and accessible.
Oh, absolutely. The first thing I did when I got your book was flip right to the daily menus, because I wanted to see, okay, is this something I would even try myself? And, you know, when the first day, when it says you wake up and you get to have breakfast, lunch, and you get to have dinner, and there's even some things in between, I said, okay, this is for me. I'm in. I'm doing this. And I love it that you know, I mean, it is a lot of food. You're talking about a power protein breakfast bowl, about kale and quinoa power salad for lunch. Dinner was maple glazed baked tempeh, chopped salad. I mean, these are really great. And the best part is the book includes the recipes, so you don't really have to kind of guess the stuff on your own. It's right there, so you can prepare ahead of time. So two things that I think are really important that you mentioned is the prepping time. Weaning yourself off caffeine can be difficult. So, you know, there is a 7-day prep time, which I think is really great. But tell everybody, we're almost out of time. What do we do after 14 days?
There is a section in the book that is about coming off the cleanse. And really, you know, I include all the information about, there's a lot of different exercises in there, and that's to set you up for success as you move forward, because you really want this to be a lifestyle. It's not that you're going to eat exactly like this on the cleanse, but you're going to have recipes under your belt. You're going to have really good habits that you've created that you can take forward with you. So, you know, like, if you can incorporate one recipe a day in, great. You know what I mean? It's just about incorporating what you've learned as you move forward.
You know, it really is a jump start to a better. I'm sorry. I just wanted to emphasize the fact that I think you're reading all of our minds when you created this, because I'm thinking, I can eat all this and detox at the same time. Sounds like a mess.
Right.
So that is just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah. It's definitely a different way of looking at things, which is helpful, because the ego hates nothing more than being deprived. And that's what sabotages us, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for being with us. I want to repeat the title of the book so everybody can go and get it. And that is The Clean in 14 Days. And you can get it on Amazon. Also, visit her website, which is www.karmachow.com. Thank you so much for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember, you can always go back to radiomd.com to find our past episodes, listen again, and share with a friend. In the meantime, eat well, stay well.